First, though, Nathan Rareri is in with Sport. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
Well, it looks like we have a fast bowling star on the rise.
Yes, people are taking note. They're sitting up and taking notice too. The reputation of Black Caps fast bowler Will O'Rourke continues to grow after starring with the ball in New Zealand's 4-run win over Pakistan in the 4th T20 International in Lahore this morning. Tim Robinson top scored with 51 as New Zealand made 178 for 7. O'Rourke, who burst onto the international stage with a 9-wicket haul against South Africa in a test over the summer, took 3 for 27 from his 4 overs this morning. The 22-year-old says he just tried to bowl quick.
T20 is a funny game. Sometimes you're on, sometimes you're not. So it's not as bouncy as back home, obviously. But I think when you whack the wicket hard, it can go both ways. It can go up or it can go down a little bit. So I think it was just running in hard, trying to hit the wicket hard and get the most out of it.
The 5th and final game is in Lahore. That's on Sunday morning. Warriors coach Andrew Webster is giving his players some time off. The side has now gone 3 games without a win following their 27-24 loss to Gold Coast in Auckland last night. Webster says they're not where they want to be, and so he feels 3 days off will help.
We could be really dumb and silly and say, right, everyone's in, we're going to train even harder here than the next 3 days, but the boys need a break. They're trying really hard. Like, they've emptied the tank. We've had tough games, which is, I keep saying it, it's great practice, but their bodies are ready for a break.
The Warriors' next game is in 10 days against Newcastle. New Zealand shot put great Dame Valerie Adams has applauded World Athletics' decision to reward Olympic champions with cash prizes. World Athletics Chief Sebastian Coe said earlier this month that the governing body would pay athletics gold medalists at the Paris Games $50,000. Adams says it's a sign of progress and can spur other global sports federations to do the same. Meanwhile, the World Anti-Doping Agency will launch an independent review after 23 Chinese swimmers were cleared to compete at the Tokyo Olympics, despite testing positive for a banned substance. And Wellington Saints have gone to the top of the National Men's Basketball League standings after a 111-104 win over Hawke's Bay. Koe nā ngā pūrongo hakinakina. That's your sports news.